command.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. Happy New Year! Today's date, January 2007. I am here podcasting and you are there listening, and for that, I am grateful. Just as a heads up, I have redesigned my site for the new year and would really appreciate some feedback. So if you would, check out jimstroud.com, that's J-I-M-S-T-R-O-U-D.com, and leave a comment on a blog post there or drop me an email. I can reach that jimstroud@jimstroud.com. Whatever works for you, works for me. So, again, send the feedback. I really appreciate it. Well, enough of all that. On with the show right after a brief word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is sponsored by Barbara Ling's Rise Internet Recruiting 2.0 Training. Barbara Ling, the pioneer in online recruiting, has created a comprehensive and unique resource for mastering internet sourcing strategies quickly and easily. If you are a skilled and savvy researcher looking to upgrade your skills, or a beginner who only uses email and a telephone, Barbara Ling's Rise Internet Recruiting 2.0 training is for you. Learn the basics of recruitment blogging, unlock the mystery of Boolean searches, and discover deep web resources, virtual communities, and proven strategies for sourcing passive candidates and more. Take your recruiting to the next level now. Go to this web address and see it for yourself, www.jimstroud.com/training. That's www.jimstroud.com/training. That's www.jimstroud.com/training. That's www.
Hello, welcome once again to the Recruiter's Lounge. I'm your host, Jim Stroud. Hello, how are you? Glad to meet you. And in case I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Welcome once again to this exciting show we call the Recruiter's Lounge. And in the chair next to me today, a special guest, a buddy of mine called Amy Beth Hale. She is an up-and-coming research goddess. Hello, Amy Beth.
Goddess, my goodness.
Have a little fun at your expense. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jim. How are you today?
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself to the good people and let them know who you are in terms of what you do.
Well, like Jim said, my name is Amy Beth Hale. I am the manager of internet research for SearchPath International, and we're a talent acquisition firm based out of Cleveland, Ohio. I actually work remotely in Cincinnati, so not too far away. SearchPath actually is a franchisor organization, and we have franchise offices all across the United States. And basically what I do is support them in all research processes, and that includes also our database, getting our franchise owners ramped up with using our database technology, which comes from Main Sequence. And help them populate their database and customize it. I also do help them with internet research and onboarding any new researchers that they hire for their own offices. So anything that has to do with research or database, I'm your girl if you're with SearchPath.
Okay. Well, I know, I know how you got into sourcing, but I think it's a very interesting story that people will enjoy listening to. So if you would sort of give us a story about how you became a sourcer, or actually the event that sparked your interest in sourcing.
Oh, sure. Well, it started, I guess we could go back to college. I was driving home one night from work, and I got hit by a drunk driver and a hit-and-run accident, which left me a bit stunned and angry because I had a cute little Gator Blue Del Sol at the time, and he ruined my car. I was pretty upset about that. So I collected some little bits and pieces of his car that had been left at the scene of the crime, a headlight, some paint that had scraped off on my car. So I had an idea of what kind of a vehicle I was looking for, and I knew that there were a couple of apartment complexes down the road from where the accident had occurred. So the next day, when it was daylight, I went down to those apartment complexes and looked for, you know, an older model Ford Tempo that was missing a front headlight. And sure enough, I found it. Looked at the license plate, and then also noticed that there were some there was a fraternity sticker on the back of the car. I happened to know a few people in that fraternity, so I called them up and asked them who drove, you know, this kind of a car. And I got a name, told them the situation, and not even 10 minutes later, I got a phone call from the owner of that vehicle, who, you know, apologized for hitting my car, and $2,200 later, I had a better working vehicle. So that kind of turned me on to, I kind of thought of myself as a female Magnum PI. It was fun. I got addicted to, you know, to sleuthing like that. And actually, I started off doing internet research at a management recruiter's franchise office here in the Cincinnati area. And I worked in that office for about 4 years before joining SearchPath. And, you know, just, you know, really enjoy doing the research and, you know, following the clues. And it's you know, like a puzzle. Anybody who does research and really enjoys it would probably agree with that. It's like having, you know, bits and pieces of a puzzle all over the place. And you've got to find those puzzle pieces and create a complete picture. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. Now, I know in the capacity you serve, you sort of have your fingers in a lot of different industries. What kind of process do you have to sort of manage your research?
Well, as far as projects and everything, you know, I have a system that I use to make sure that, you know, everybody's getting covered. And, I mean, obviously I use a first-in, first-out approach to all of my research projects. You know, I go from the first project that I'm given down to the last and everything like that. But I also work, you know, a lot with the people who are generating revenue in our organization. I kind of see research as a reward for, you know, producing revenue for the company. And, you know, obviously I also do pay attention to people who respect my job. I know that there are several recruiters just out in general who don't really understand a researcher's function, and you know, we've discussed this on several occasions. There's a lot of misconceptions on what research actually is, and you know, I'm more inclined to you know, to help people out who, you know, take the time to understand what exactly it is that I do, you know, and don't just assume that I'm going to do their job for them. So, you know, the kindness and appreciation thing goes far with me.
Give us a couple examples of what some requests that will come your way that just lets you know they don't understand what it is you do.
These are good resumes. Can you get in touch with them and find out if they're interested? That's not my job. My job is to generate leads. Recruiter's job is to qualify them, not mine.
Okay.
Now, if you want to pay me your part of the commission when that candidate gets placed, I will be more than happy to do that. Let's see, glorified data entry person. I worked with a recruiter once who, when I was in an office setting, and he took the time to type out an email with a candidate name, address, phone number, email, and all that kind of good stuff, and sent me the email and asked me to enter it into the database. And I just sat there and thought, you know, in the time that he took to actually type that information into an email, he could have entered that into the database himself. You know, those are just a couple of examples of some different types of things, you know, and people who don't really understand what it is that I do. That and, you know, just one of my pet peeves is you know, a request that looks like this. I need a sales rep in New York. That's it.
That's all they tell you.
Okay. What industry? How much they are, should they be making? What's their experience? You know, industries. Can I look in a metro area? I mean, give me some information, please.
Right, right. I think for some staffing departments, sourcing has some sort of a stigmatism to it. They look at it as if you're a junior recruiter on your way to and you do sourcing until you become a quote real recruiter. You know, they don't understand that it's a specialty. And I think a lot of people don't understand that sourcers can definitely make more money than recruiters, at least the ones if you don't count commissions and so forth. I feel your pain as far as that goes. now, you as I mentioned earlier, you work with a lot of different industries, and I think you're on your way to managing other sourcers eventually. If you aren't doing already, you probably will eventually at some time in your career. Where should one go to source sourcers? If you were managing a sourcing department right now, where would you go to start looking for them?
Actually, that was a topic that I wrote on my blog there. What makes a good researcher? And actually, when I think about that was actually an article that was posted on recruiting.com. I'm doing a series of kind of getting to know your researcher articles on recruiting.com, and that was, I believe, the second one that I wrote. The one that I'm working on right now is, what constitutes an average day for a researcher. But as far as where to go to find researchers, I definitely think that people who have backgrounds such as like a paralegal or somebody who's been educated in library science is going to be a really good person, you know, to have as a researcher because they're already familiar with a lot of the methodologies that research requires, such as Boolean searching, data categorization and all that kind of stuff. Definitely somebody who, pays attention to details because a lot of times, and especially when you're doing passive research, you'll be given clues based on the information that you're reading. For example, a press release might mention somebody's name, a product manager. Okay, that's a clue for you. If you're reading a company press release, you know what company they work for. All you need to do is go in and figure out their company's email, address formula, a main phone number, and that eliminates that need for your recruiters that you're passing information on to make a cold call. It becomes a warm call because they not only have a name, but they have a job title, to call in for. And, just somebody who pays attention to details like that. And, with the puzzle that you put out a couple months ago, Jim, the looking for your dog and everything like that, I definitely think that somebody, who understands some basic, HTML and all that kind of stuff, I mean, because you can go into, a great deal of research and sourcing, looking at stuff like that on source codes and everything. It's not any one particular skill set that you look for, but you definitely want somebody who pays attention to details and also can multitask, for sure.
Well, I want to invite everyone who's listening to check out Amy Beth's very interesting blog. She has a lot of information that would be of interest to sources, researchers, and so forth. If you can get past out of the Florida Gator propaganda.
Oh, come on now. Go Gators. Awesome game. I got to put my plug in for my alma mater there, especially since I live in enemy territory here. Sorry to anybody who lives in Ohio that's listening to this.
Check her out at amybethhale.com. That's AmyBethHale.com. Well, we're almost out of time. Amy Beth, any other shout-outs you'd like to give to your peeps?
There are always definitely people that, contribute to, a person becoming good at what they do. Obviously you, Jim, you've helped me out a lot. And
Jeepers, thanks.
That. So, yep, you can pay me later for that. Actually, Maureen Sharib, she's been incredibly helpful, and she's actually helping out our organization there. But she helped me really to kind of understand the difference between internet research and phone sourcing. And for anybody out there who doesn't know, I mean, they're two completely different things. The phone sourcing, obviously, you're on the phone and calling into companies. I do internet research. I rarely get on the phone with candidates and stuff. But Maureen, she's very good at what she does. So, I definitely recommends, you know, if you're interested in that. She has a great training program. She's at www.techtrack.com, which is T-E-C-H-T-R-A-K.com. You know, and there's so many other people out there who have been instrumental in me just, you know, getting better at what I do. Shally Steckerl, he actually 3 years ago I first heard about him, and I kind of followed his blog and all of the stuff that he was doing with Job Machine and everything, and aspired to be as good at what I do as he is. And, you know, I've got a bunch of different people's blogs listed on my blog, so, you know, definitely check out those different resources and everything. There's just so many good people out there to learn from and to, you know, to better your own skills as a researcher and as a recruiter as well. So,
up-and-coming research goddess Amy Beth Hale, thank you for your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not. Radio, Radio, Radio Talent Zoo. Innovative audio on demand.